The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is April 5th. And it's a beautiful day here in Margate. And we welcome all those people listening to the show to stop down and visit with us today. And sitting in the office with me, in her office, is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I know that we have a great, great guest today. And one man that I treasure with all my heart and soul because of all the experience I've had with him over the last 20 years. He's an educator. He's an individual that cares about health and he cares about people. So let me welcome the Vice President of CV Sciences, the educator and helpful formulator on CBD products that we're going to be discussing today. And I'm going to welcome Mr. Stuart Tonk. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Al. Thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice and thank you for such a nice, warm introduction. I always love hearing your voice and great to hear your voice too, Janet. My start in this industry begins with Mr. Al Foreman and my relationship with the two of you, so I always feel so nostalgic when I get a chance to come onto your show.
Oh, we feel so nostalgic also, but we're so grateful for over the years the quality of information that you have been able to share with us. So we're so happy to have you.
Stuart, I will have to give you some feedback. My stepson Adam was at the Expo West show in California last month, and the thousands of booths that were there, the busiest booth that he saw was the one with CV Sciences, with CBD products. And it was so great to hear because that is our featured line here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And for the benefit of those people that are not familiar with CBD, we're going to learn a lot more with Stuart this morning. But we also have Chris DeRoma, who'll be here between 11 and 2 today, giving away free samples of CBD and literature. So now is your time to try it, see how it works for you, because Stuart's going to go through a whole lot of information that will benefit everyone listening to the show.
I have a personal story to tell about CV Sciences CBD Balm. I haven't taken any CBD. I sleep very well. I don't have any aches and pains. I don't have anxiety. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I injured my wrist playing tennis last week. But the day it happened, no big deal. But the next morning, I couldn't even push a button. It was so sore. And so I came to work, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, how am I going to do all the writing that I have to do while I'm here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center? And I sit at my desk, and right in front of me are all of the different choices with regard to CV Sciences CBD oil. And I thought, I give people with pain and injuries and aches, I give them a little test of the CBD balm. And guess what? I used just a tiny dab, like a lentil-sized dab of CBD balm. I rubbed it on my wrist. In 20 minutes, significant relaxation at the discomfort was, I'm going to say, 90% gone. And when I say that, I have trouble believing it, but that was the truth. And then the next day, it was like it never happened. That's one application for that injury.
That's fantastic.
It was an incredible morning, yeah.
So, Stuart, let's start giving our listeners a little history on CBD.
Sure, and it's a very interesting history because CBD was first identified back in 1940 by a guy named Doc Adams, and it really didn't go much further than this identification of a non-intoxicating cannabinoid, meaning they had already been trying to explore what was in this cannabis hemp plant. Years later, in the 60s, the most important figure, I would say, of all time in this conversation, Professor Raphael Meshulam from Hebrew University. And I would strongly encourage anybody who wants to follow this story closely, they can watch a little YouTube movie called The Scientist, which is the story of Professor Raphael Meshulam and the discovery of cannabinoids at Hebrew University. Janet or Al, have either of you had a chance to watch that yet?
I'm not sure if I saw that video. I did. Is Rabbi Meshulam is he in Israel?
Yes, he is. And it's called The Scientist. The Scientist. And I'm going to beseech everybody to watch this documentary because it's a very exciting story. In work that was done in the shadows, and Professor Meshulam says it so beautifully. He says, we were a poor country, and while the superpowers were exploring everything else, we chose to look at something that people were ignoring. How beautiful is that? So this hemp cannabis plant that's been around for centuries, and everybody's heard, yeah, it gets you high, but it has some medical benefits. You see, they were trying unsuccessfully to separate the medicinal from the psychoactive effects of pot. And that's really what the CBD discovery was all about, separating medicinal from psychoactive effects of cannabis. So check this out. In 1987, Professor Meshulam said, here's a low-tech way of doing this. He said, grow low THC, high CBD fiber hemp. The possibility of using the leaves and flowering tops from fiber hemp as a useful medical byproduct should be investigated. If CBD turns out to be therapeutically useful, this could provide added economic benefit to the development of fiber hemp. That was back in 1987, Janet. 1987, Al, Raphael Meshulam, so I'll spell it so everybody gets it, Meshulam. And the reason that's so important is because Professor Meshulam identified this master control system. He identified something more important than your central nervous system. And it's a new discovery. And his team discovered that plants actually influence this master control system. In fact, what we learned from this discovery, all of those aromatic volatile compounds. When I first met Al and Janet and I was working for Dr. Ingram and we were talking about oil of oregano all the time, we didn't know back then that oil oregano exerts a lot of its benefit at the endocannabinoid system. Janet, Al, isn't that interesting all those years later to tie that back together?
It sure is.
It's amazing, and I tell people they need to be inhaling that very, very strong scent of oregano, that does wonderful things along with taking it internally.
Stuart, I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Al.
The question is, we know that the cannabinoids that you're using in CV Science are coming from hemp. Is that correct?
And that's where there's a huge difference and why I wanted to read that little quote, Al, because people now are very confused about the source that will lawfully be scalable and allowed with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA. So you're touching on something very important. You need to make sure that it's a true food fiber agricultural hemp source not low THC marijuana or low or hybridized marijuana.
All right. Can you also derive CBD cannabinoids from other sources other than hemp?
Well, this is where it gets very interesting, and that's why I had mentioned the oregano oil, the black seed, the frankincense, because what we're learning, there are compounds in nature that are called cannabinoid mimetic, meaning they exert some of those activities. But CBD itself is very rare, and it does not occur in nature. CBD is the byproduct of heating the plant material. So you don't even find CBD until you heat the plant material, liberate and activate the cannabinoids. So the reason this is getting so confusing is because, let's face it, Al and Janet, this is the biggest deal we've seen in nutrition probably the whole time we've been in this business, the biggest land grab, the biggest food fight that we've ever seen over an ingredient. Would you agree?
No
with
question
that
about it.
Okay.
It's overtaken so the whole industry, Stuart.
Well, that's why I love coming on the show to be able to say, hey, wait a minute. If this is the biggest thing ever, we need to grow the market responsibly. And CV Sciences is a publicly traded company. Our ticker is CVSI. And we are building a team of regulatory experts and scientists that are working directly with the top people in Washington, D.C., and the top pharmaceutical companies that also have an interest in this molecule. So if this market is worth, say, $16 billion, according to Cowen, by 2025, we better do this responsibly. And what's happening, Al and Janet, is people are growing marijuana with low THC in greenhouses, making hemp extracts out of those products. So, Janet, when you said, and Al, when you said that we were a top-selling product, I just want to thank you very much for letting us fight it out in Janet's office. Janet, you know how much I love you. Okay?
Right. Listen, back at you.
I'm serious. There's no shoe in here. You have to fight it out in Janet's office, just like we had to fight it out at Wilner Chemist in New York or at Cambridge Naturals. So that's beautiful to see the difference. First, you chose our product. Thank you very much. But you've seen with other people, and please correct me if I'm wrong, not all of these products are the same, Janet, are they?
Not at all.
It's weird, isn't it? Fish oil, you could trust that whether it was Carlson. Remember, we were always begging you for your attention. When I was with Nordic, you had a pre-existing relationship with Carlson. We went back and forth, but you knew that all that fish oil was pretty good, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
All of it. We could go make a mistake. If I got fired at Nordic, I'd go to work at Carlson. You know that, right? But here it's different, right?
Here it is so different. I talk to people not only about the fact that it's a publicly traded company, but I tell people that the level of research that is available from CV Sciences is very broad and very serious, high-quality research. I tell the people that you have a variety of different ways to bring your highest quality CBD to the marketplace. And very important for that kind of foundation that CV Sciences has.
You know, speaking about the stock market, Stuart, I own some shares of CV Sciences. And the stock right now is right around $6 a share, if people are interested in speaking to their broker. I hear some music, Janet.
I hear that music, and it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, our special guest on the line, Stuart Tomp, who's going to share his voluminous knowledge with us about CBD. And here in the store, we also have free samples of the CBD from CV Sciences. Stay tuned. More to come. Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is April 5th. Our very special guest today is Mr. Stuart Tonka, who is speaking to us, I believe, from San Diego, California, one of my favorite places to visit. Is that where you are, Stuart?
Yes, I am. I landed last night from Rhode Island, and I was in Orlando earlier in the week, just nonstop on the road. As we were saying before we went to break, none of us have seen anything like this in all of our tenure in the natural product space. The craze around St. John's wort, when that came out, even all the goji berry stuff, the Dr. Oz effect, all of those things would start and then stop. There were a few that truly maintained. Al, you were one of the first people to turn me on to coenzyme Q10. You were way ahead of that, and you knew that that was going to have a long shelf life. But it appears as if this endocannabinoid system that the hemp extracts with CBD can speak to are able to help tonify the body, bringing us back into homeostasis. So what I wanted to quickly address, Janet, if you don't mind, I want to talk quickly, if you don't mind, about why the balm worked so quickly in your skin. The reason I want to talk about that is I was a real naysayer of that product, and I'll tell you why. When I first got here, you know, I'm so obsessed with science, I couldn't prove putting that on your skin did anything. People were buying it, and I thought it was placebo effect. So we sent the balm to a big pharmaceutical company, and they were going to show me how they could turn it into something that would penetrate through the derma like topical estrogen or testosterone. And they made this drug for us out of our oil and said, here's what you really want. And Janet, it didn't work. It didn't work. It went right through the skin into the body, and you just didn't feel it. And then years later, we figured it out. The reason our topical balm relieved the pain in your hand, in your wrist, is you have Nrf receptors, the master antioxidant receptors in the skin. They're TRPV receptors. That's what lidocaine works on. And then you have CB1 and CB2 receptors actually in the skin.
Wow.
So the combination of that is why it relieved your pain.
It's amazing. It's amazing that it works so quickly and that the progression keeps on benefiting the discomfort. It's amazing. And I see it over and over and over again with the people who come and see me. And, you know, maybe they've got wrist problems from working on the computer. Maybe they're golfers. Maybe they're tennis players like me. Whatever their joint or muscle discomfort, so many people with shoulder pain and neck pain, and they get relief. So now we know the science behind it.
And also, that's one of the products we'll be giving away free today.
Wow.
From 11 to 2. So if you have any joint pain that, as Janet pointed out, if you're a tennis player, maybe even a golfer, that may have had difficulty with different parts of your body with pain, stop in and get a sample of the CBD balm. And it does come in two strengths. It comes in a regular and it comes in an extra strength. Why the
and
two different strengths?
They're really different products completely, and I need to point it out because if you've noticed with our labeling, Janet, we don't say anything on our label, keeping it real squeaky clean for FTC and FDA, and so you have to listen to shows like this and go in to talk to Janet to figure out what they do. The red label the first balm that we made is the raw extract of the hemp plant grown in Holland. It's the seed, the stem, and the stalk, and it has yet to be activated. It's in what we call raw pre-decarboxylation state. I know that's a complicated tongue twister. It's the way the cannabinoids, Al, when you were asking about CBD, and I said it doesn't occur in nature, CBD occurs as CBDA. So type that into your search engine and learn about the difference between CBDA and CBD. Now, there are over 100 of these cannabinoids, and now that we all know this is here to stay, we're going to get used to this weird new language. CBDA works at the COX-2 pathway, the same target as aspirin. It also appears to have a real powerful germicidal property. So eczema and psoriasis that have an inflammatory and potential germ connection is what the red topical balm is for. Janet, has anyone used that by any chance? Do you have anyone that's used the red balm?
I do have some people who are have chosen the red, yes.
Okay, so that's really what the difference is. So I want people to know, for pain and swelling, go for the gold. For
okay.
topical issues like eczema and psoriasis, use the raw. Now, we will be, over time, producing more material that helps to explain all of this. But in the meantime, you can make an appointment with Janet.
We also have the brochures from CV Sciences that we can give out as well, Stuart, explaining some of the products that are available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
That's true, Al. However, only on your radio show are we able to say the things that I really want to say. So there's nothing in the literature that really helps to delineate the difference, gold for pain and the red one for eczema and psoriasis.
Well, that's the advantage of listening to the show. And if you miss any part of the show that we're broadcasting right now, it's going to be replayed tomorrow at 4 o'clock on WSBR 740 AM. And also, if you go to our website, www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, that's all one word, we archive all the shows. So this show that you're listening to today will be on our website no later than Monday, and you can listen to it to as many times as you like until you've gathered all the information that Stuart is sharing with us today.
An interesting little bit about pain and swelling, choose the gold. Eczema, psoriasis, choose the red. Works on the COX-2 situation. One of the things that's possibly important for people to know, when they have arthritic pain and a particular joint is swollen, there's an accumulation of fluid around that joint. And in many cases, when physicians withdraw that fluid, there are infectious microorganisms in that fluid. So the potential, if you have a chronically swollen knee or elbow, something like that, where you know that fluid has accumulated, the red may be beneficial because it has the potential to pass through all of those layers of skin and actually potentially get to the germ that is causing the pain, the inflammation, and the dysfunction in that joint.
Stuart, if
Janet,
we can,
go ahead, Al.
No, I was going to say, whenever you're ready, we can move on and talk about the other forms of CBD that are available. I know in experience here at Save-A-Lot, we've had people use the spray and the drops to help ease tension and stress. And if they did have pain, it kind of calmed it right down.
Yes, I absolutely want to jump into that because anxiety and stress is what's plaguing the country. I want to address one thing that Janet just said that is so interesting. It is so insightful because my personal physician, Dr. Roby Mitchell, known as Dr. Fit, F-I-T-T, you can check him out online and see what he's all about. He was one of the very early advocates like Dr. Ingram was about destroying all the yeast and fungus that can get out of control, going back to the yeast connection and even Doug Kaufman stuff. And when I sent him the CBD, the plus CBD oil, the CB Sciences products, the first thing that he said to me was, he said, Stuart, this is one wicked germ killer. So he took the raw extracts and put them in petri dishes with every different kind of bug and germ that he could. So all of the phenolic compounds, the beta-caryophyllene that comes from black pepper, the grossamide that comes from the shells of the seeds that are in there, all have these potent, protective and even some anti-cancer properties. So you're right, Janet, there's a potent germ-killing aspect to this also getting into the gut and helping to rebalance that gut microbiota balance in there that can also help keep somebody in a weird state of, septic shock from having the wrong balance in them. So I'm really glad that you said that. But anxiety, Al, stress, that seems to be the low-hanging fruit now for everybody. That's the number one use for the product is anxiety, depression, and then pain. So it has a tremendous effect on calming the brain. One of the things I love about it is it does not dampen responses to emotional stimuli in healthy adults. I'll just speak for myself. I don't usually get this personal, but, I've been sober for over 20 years, and I don't want anything that's going to dampen my response to emotional stimuli, okay? And so I personally love this product because it helps me respond to stress more effectively without clouding my cognitive function or making me feel high in any way, shape, or form. So it's really beautiful to know that the products don't alter the response to emotional stimuli, nor do they produce Valium-like effects in healthy human subjects. Meaning if you're not stressed out and you take a bunch of CBD, you might just get sleepy instead of getting the relaxation that people that are stressed out get. Al, did I lose you?
On and off, yeah. Okay, you're back. All right. Any particular product that you are suggesting for anxiety and stress, Stuart?
Well, I've been trying to simplify this, Janet, and you know how complicated this conversation is. So I want to try this out with you live on the air. The red product is for inflammation. The green product is for stress. And the gold product is for pain.
Okay,
so if you're dealing with anxiety or stress, try the green product and see what kind of results you get. Janet? Janet?
We're with you, Stuart, but you keep fading in and out.
Yay! That's the California connection. I'll tell them to get the phones fixed.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SAVALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Very sorry for some of the technical difficulties that we're having here, but we'll try and hopefully get it all straightened out so you can hear the show in its entirety and not miss anything of any importance with Stuart Tonk. Stuart, if we can go back to some of the products that you feel are best for stress and anxiety and how to use them, because I'm looking at drops, I'm looking at spray, looking at drops in different denominations of what's inside the bottle, and of course I'm looking at the new product, the gummies, as well as the gold formula in the gel caps. So can we differentiate between some of them?
Yes, and it can be very challenging, and I'm going to do everything I can to simplify it. Let's start with 50,000 feet. On average, most people will be taking about 10 milligrams of CBD contained in the hemp extract per day. So the way that we used to say 1,000 milligrams of fish oil containing 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 right. milligrams of DHA would be basic, right?
Yeah, that's the way we used to say it. That's the way we used to say it. So now you're saying that by using one dose, you're talking about 10 milligrams of CBD.
Yeah, the average person is going to need around 10 milligrams per day. So I want everybody to know that the range is not between 10 to thousands of milligrams. No, for health and well-being, maybe 10, 20 milligrams, 30 milligrams maximum. But on average, people will take about 10 milligrams per day. Now,
right, so
the
now,
reason that they're... Say it again?
No, I would go ahead. Finish what you're saying because I wanted to ask you about the gummies.
Well, the gummies are the best-tasting, fastest way to get a response from the product. So you want to be careful with starting with the gummies, because you will keep eating them. They're 5 milligrams per gummy. So unless you have some discipline, you may not want to start with the gummies right away because they taste so great. Now, some people, they want to have both the CBD anti-anxiety experience and they want something that tastes great, so they just go for the gummies. But be careful. Don't keep eating those until the entire container is gone. You'll be too relaxed. You do not need to do that. So we did that on purpose. If you noticed, Al, there's no balloons. There's no kids' things. We made the gummies look more like a dietary supplement. There's no indication that it's for children. So be very aware that that product tastes like candy, and so you might take a whole lot more hemp extract than you budgeted for.
Well, that's one of my questions coming up. How do students that are either in high school or college deal with CBD?
I think it's an important question. We put on our label 18 or older because of our legal guidance. I would say, parents, go into your doctor's offices, ask her about CBD for anxiety and hemp extracts for ADHD, for focus, for attention. There are a few great papers on PubMed.gov, but if you're a parent and you want to find a natural alternative to dangerous drugs, you may really benefit from some of these hemp extracts. They are getting great reviews, and people are using them for focus and attention. CBD speaks to the serotonin receptors, and it elevates. It speaks to the TRIP receptors in the brain. It is not psychoactive at all. It elevates the brain. It does not sedate.
All right. I have two other questions related to that. One is, how young of a child can you give the CBD drops to?
Well, we are being very careful on our label. We're saying 18 or older. However, if you're a parent and you get the product and you bring it into your pediatrician's office, Al, you probably know this, and Janet, I think I've told you this before, we spend half of our time at the professional doctors' shows,
right,
meaning A4M, all the integrative medical shows where our experts are presenting and I'm always working the booth. The reason is we want to inspire physicians to learn about this so that when they listen to your radio show, for example, and go into the office, we can help close that loop. So don't be afraid. There's a great book. If you're a concerned parent, write this down, The Medicinal Power of Cannabis by John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, M-D, John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. He used our product, Al, with thousands of children. And I'll tell you what he did. I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you what he did, okay? He used our 100-milligram spray, the $22 product, the cheapest product. And he said, Stu, less is more with kids. They only need a tiny little bit, a couple of sprays, and you get this tonifying a balancing of this master control system that hijacks the nervous system. Only a very small amount. So if you want to learn more, read The Medicinal Power of Cannabis by John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, M.D., and he used the 100-milligram spray. He liked the peppermint, a couple of little sprays, and he saw tremendous results. But please, do that in consultation with your primary care physician.
Oh, that's definitely important information. And the spray does come in peppermint, vanilla, and unflavored. Is that correct?
Yes, and some people like the unflavored. I have an unflavored and unsweetened coming. The sweetener that we've selected is monk fruit because it's a very popular new way to, you know, get some sweet flavor without any, you know, giant spike in glycemic index. At least it appears that way. So we do have an unflavored and unsweetened coming. So I know it's confusing, Al. When someone comes in and they look at all of those products, they seem overwhelmed. So that's why I said let's start with 10 milligrams on average. We've learned about the balm, what Janet reported, the relief in pain. I'm hearing that people like to try the topical balm first if they're very conservative, new to this, or even a bit scared, and they want to have that experience of rubbing the balm on the knees, having the pain go away, rubbing it on the back, having the pain go away, and feeling better before they attempt to try to take some of the internal products. That might be a really good way to help anybody that's nervous. Now, if you're more daring, you can get those gummies. They're delicious. Have you noticed, Janet, that they taste like pepper a little bit? Have you noticed that, Al? They taste like pepper?
Well, the ones that the two flavors I've tried, the cherry and the mango, I think it is, are very pleasant to me, and I have no
Janet,
problem.
Did you notice a little note of pepper in there at all?
I have to tell you I didn't, but I can tell people that they are incredibly good tasting, and yes, I think that one of the things people might say, oh, I have a little something for something sweet, and they pop one of the gummies. You have to be very careful not to do too much. You want to pay attention to that guideline that you mentioned of 10 milligrams a day, and certainly keeping in mind 30 milligrams max.
Well, we also have Chris DeRoma here, and you'll be able to get samples of the gummies by coming in today from 11 to 2. Janet is available today to answer any questions that you may have from 12 to 5. Tomorrow she will not be here, but she'll be back on Tuesday again. Her regular hours of 12 to 5 on Tuesday. She'll be here on Thursday from 11 to 3, Friday from 12 to 5, and Saturday she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30, but not this particular Saturday. She has an engagement that had to be taken care of first. But getting back to the CBD, Stuart, let's say we live in an older population over here, and we have loved ones that are lost. When I say lost, they pass away, and that people undergo a great deal of disruption in their life when that happens. Which of the CBD products do you recommend and the dosage on that?
Well, if you're really going through a hard time, and I have personally, I mean, I'm the guy that always says I've never had a bad day in my life, you know, and that's usually a mask for other stuff that's going on. So anyone struggling with depression and anxiety and just a sense of impending doom, try the gold soft gel. Really, try the gold soft gel. One of its mechanisms of action is it can stop some hyperactive dopaminergic signaling, and it can also support the GABA receptors. That gold soft gel, which is our most potent product, it actually enhances the natural calming of your body's neurotransmitter that's meant to keep you balanced, the GABA receptor. CBD enhances the natural binding of the GABA your body makes to the master system to keep you calm. So if you really want to feel better, like the product to try is that gold soft gel if you are in that state, Al. So remember that if you are perfectly healthy, start very low and very slow because your endocannabinoid system is not being taxed. I was looking forward to try to contextualize it in a new way today. Why don't we think about it like this? Stress is anti-neurogenic. Wouldn't you say that? It kills brain cells, Janet. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely, and it is an area that I have been trying to communicate to people for years, that you love every brain cell that you have, and you want to make sure you're doing absolutely everything that you can do to keep those brain cells happy. So stress, very aptly put, gets rid of those brain cells, overworks them, and then they expire.
Is there a
and
max
that's what
dosage
these products
to it?
Do. Go ahead, Al.
Is there a max dosage that people should be concerned about taking it?
Well, if you get over, say, 200 milligrams of CBD per day, there are reports of somnolence, which is sort of daytime sleepiness. And if you are taking multiple different medications, the more CBD you take, the more you disrupt the metabolism of the drugs that you're taking. CBD induces the parts of the liver that break down your drugs, hijacks them, so they're busy breaking down the cannabinoids, you see? And so then the drugs are floating around for a lot longer. So that's why 10, 20 milligrams a day is really a pro-neurogenic modulator. I want people to start thinking about this as a way to rescue brain cells. If you add a tiny bit of microbiota diversity, get a good healthy diet, take some probiotics, move around a little bit. You know, when you walk, walking makes neurons. Hippocampal neurogenesis. Walking makes neurons. If you take the gold plus CBD oil and just go outside and start walking, take some more probiotics, right? Try to get some more greens into your diet. You're going to rescue yourself from yourself. We're all suffering from long-term changes in cognitive function. You nailed it, Al. There's so much stress, then loss, crisis. It kills brain cells. We don't think properly. I want people to start thinking about hemp extracts as pro-neurogenic modulators that are rescuing you from the stress and brain damage that you're doing to yourself.
All right, there are people that have very stressful positions in their business world, whether they are a teacher, whether they're an attorney, whether they're a policeman, but a whole different variety of different parts of our industry or our country are made up of people doing different things that are from the time they get up until they go to sleep at night.
Well, with this music, it means that that's great here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More to come with our special guest, Stuart Tom. Don't forget, there's all kinds of freebies happening right now at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. More to come. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 5th of April. And we're listening to Mr. Stuart Tong talk about the benefits, the many benefits of CBD from a company called CB Sciences. And we continually learn more of the benefits of what CBD can do for the body. I want to remind everybody that Janet Cimarelli is available today, Friday, from 12 to 5. She will not be here tomorrow. She will return on Tuesday from 12 to 5 and back again on Thursday from 11 to 3. Friday, 12 to 5. And, of course, being here Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. And the store is open today until 7 o'clock. We open tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you missed any part of this show, you can tune in tomorrow at 4 o'clock on WWE.com.
Yeah, I think it's Al's mic.
And the website.
So I want people to try to think of these products like pro neurogenic modulators. What does that mean? They're going to help your brain. They're going to rescue your brain from stress. So 10 milligrams is probably the average dose. So whether you use the red, the green, or the gold label, they're just different concentrations of the hemp extract. And so I don't want to compare this to alcohol. However, I'm going to compare it to alcohol. Each product will have a different percentage of the actives relative to the other material. Some stuff will be relatively low in concentration, like the red label, and the gold label is the highest concentration. So low, medium, high concentration. So people need to have a healthy ability to respond to stress, and that's where we're failing. So these plus CBD oil products, they are our solution to help you deal with stress, to help you update your network, to improve your connections, and to regain your power. Because ultimately, a healthy life means you have a healthy endocannabinoid system, and plus CBD oil can help you take the stress away.
Stuart, I've got a question. What are the concerns that people have, young people in their 20s, that may have a job that require urine testing? They're concerned because the product comes from hemp. Is there an amount that they have to be concerned about if they were going for a urine test to show that they're using drugs?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. There are still issues here. Please avoid hemp seeds, hemp seed oil, certainly no secondhand pot smoke, and don't take these products because they're still working that out. Now, if you go to your HR department ahead of time, go to consumerlab.com, consumerlab.com. They have a product review. You have to pay for it, so I can't send this out for free. But there's information in there about drug testing, Al. And it says the U.S. military, forbids the use of any hemp-based products. So, if your job requires that you not fail a drug test, please do not consider hemp products until we have fought the fight. We're fighting it right now. We know CBD is different than THC. You don't want to be defensive. The second you're defending yourself, you've already lost. So if your job requires that you not fail a drug test, wait on the sidelines. We'll have it figured out soon.
All right. That's good information to know. And the advice that you would give to people trying it for the first time, would you say that it should apply like with the kids' dose, less is better?
The ideal way, and I did see your email as well, Al, here, the ideal way, if you're patient, if you're going to be, say, a patient and go see Janet or another healthcare provider, what you said, low and slow, you go in and buy the $22 spray bottle, the little green spray bottle. You take two sprays the first day, then three sprays, then four sprays, then five sprays. You will find your number. The average is about 10 milligrams. Two sprays gives you 1 milligram. If you're methodical, patient, and you have some time, start low and go slow and save money. If you have no time because you're in pain, break glass and go for the gold. Get the gummies, eat two of those. Get one gold soft gel, that's 15 milligrams. That's the top dose. So I just want you to know you won't make a mistake unless you stop searching for your perfect number. Some people prefer the green, some people prefer the red, some people prefer the gold. That's up to you to find out which products work best for you.
Well, I'm looking at the bottle of plus CBD oil in a goji blueberry flavor that says extra strength, and it says 5 milligrams CBD per serving, and the serving size is 15 drops. In the bottle of a 2-ounce bottle I'm looking at, there's 160 servings. So if someone were taking just 15 drops a day, you're looking about somewhere around over a four, maybe a close to a 5-month supply. Is that correct?
Oh, it's stunning. No, this is a value. That's why we're growing 3,000 acres of hemp, and the more we grow, the more the price can come down. We needed to come up with something that was going to solve global problems. We're also a pharmaceutical company, too. We're making a drug with CBD to help people with smokeless tobacco addiction. No, this is no joke. We're looking for a scalable way to ease the suffering of the world, and we're starting right here in our backyard.
All right, and I'm also looking at the spray, the Cafe Mocha Extra Strength, which is 3 milligrams of CBD per serving, and two sprays are one serving. And there's, again, 160 servings per container for the 2-ounce bottle.
Now, the difference between those two products, Al, I don't think I've ever said this, it takes 10 kilos of the green extract to make 3 kilograms of the gold extract. So think of the gold like a super concentrated EPA and DHA fish oil. We lose a lot of material making that gold. There's a lot of shrinkage, a ton of it, because we're taking out the chlorophyll and the plant sterols. All the water-loving stuff is being removed. So that gold is triple concentrated. So if you're really dealing with treatment-resistant issues, you've got fibromyalgia, you've got chronic fatigue, you just don't feel right and you need to feel better, that's what that gold soft gel is for. You might get there with the drops, 1, 2, 3, 4 at a time, but if you're impatient, you can just take the gold soft gel.
Well, I've used those gold soft gels and they are fabulous. I mean, they work in no time at all. No more than a half hour and my stress level has gone down dramatically. And this particular
product, we sold $7 million worth of just that SKU last year. We did $48 million in sales last year, and you can't advertise anywhere. Let me say that again. We did $48 million in sales last year, and you cannot advertise anywhere. The product must work, right? We sold that gold soft gel, $7 million of just that one product last year. It delivers on the promise. For $2 per soft gel, that's the most effective natural medicine I've seen in 30 years of hawking supplements.
Well, when you mentioned $2 per soft gel, that's not the case here at Save-A-Lot. Just want you to know that. this particular product, well, just to give our listeners an idea, we sell it for $62.99 for this particular product, which is 60 soft gels of 15 milligrams each. So you're looking at a little over a dollar a piece for
value. Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well,
that's a
deal. That applies to all the other CBD products that we have here from CB Sciences. Plus, you get an additional 10% off the CBD line from CB Sciences, as you would with all the other products we have here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. So you're saving an additional 10% off our everyday low prices. And again, we are open today until 7 o'clock. And from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock, we have Chris DeRoma here giving away samples and literature about the CV Sciences products that are available. And you'll have an opportunity to try them right away. And my own experience says that within 30 minutes, you'll know if it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't work, Stuart, do you recommend they try it again and again and again?
Yeah, you would know in just a few times. And after that, you know, give it a rest. Janet, unless you think otherwise, we've noticed people that have a deficiency in endocannabinoid signaling seem to respond relatively quickly to the intervention, correct?
I'm having a great deal of difficulty because I have dropped off the connection to the radio station, and I'm on the phone, and your voice, I know that when you're talking, but I cannot make out the words. So I'm sorry, I missed the question.
But again,
so
as a reminder,
usually you'll respond very quickly.
Well, we'll let our listeners know they can rehear the show tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, on WSBR 740 AM. If you don't get the opportunity to do it tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you can do it starting Monday on our website, which is www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And Jana will be here today from 12 to 5 to answer any questions you may have. And Stuart, what is the last thought you want to leave us with?
This is not a wonder cure, but it's the most exciting way to relieve inflammation, stress, and pain that we've found yet. Go in and look at Chris right in the face and say, give me my sample, Smiley.
I have to tell you, Stuart, I have known you for a very, very long time, and I know that you're taking the CBD, and I know the level of stress that you're under with the travel schedule that you keep. I can hear the difference in your voice. You are changed man. Absolutely.
Woo!
So fabulous, exciting information that you share with us, but you know, a different level of intensity.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay,
take
lots
care.
Of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.